Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this was in Lady Lake, Florida. A Florida man found himself behind bars after he set his shoe on fire to stay warm and then passed out in front of the office building, say police. Michael Dubberly, age 38, was arrested and charged with disorderly intoxication and recreational fires. I didn't know that's a charge. Recreational fires, you can be charged with like that? They said after the incident that unfolded outside of a real estate office in Lady Lake, according to the affidavit from police, when officers arrived at the scene, they found Dubberly passed out in front of the building with a shoe fully engulfed in flames right in front of him. The fire was located fewer than 5 feet from the entrance, the front entrance of the building. Officers extinguished it. They found a lot of alcoholic beverages, one empty, another half full, a third left unopened. And they said that he built a warming fire and then left it unattended by passing out while there was still a visible flame and smoke. They took him into custody. He agreed to speak to police. And then he said he started the fire to keep warm. He said he only had one. He said he drank only one Mike's Hard Lemonade Tall Boy. But he had trouble standing on his own and was just having a lot of problems. So, yeah, there you go. That's this guy. Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel bad for him, but it is Florida. Was it that cold in Lady Lake? Did you have to set up your shoe on fire? Really? Tomorrow we have even more Florida man. We got one guy who stole an ambulance and drove to the sheriff's office. And then one guy who just stole a whole cash register. Stay with us.
Let me tell you what, if you consider yourself a patriot, right? You're a patriot. You should be drinking gallons of Bud Light. Believe me when I tell you.
Wait. I should be boycotting Bud Light.
Gallons of Bud Light. You should have Bud Light drums stacked up in your garage and drinking it right out of the keg. They are way more aligned with you than most of these other beer companies are. That I guarantee you.
Take it
from somebody who's in the know, who does business with beer companies. You are way more aligned with Bud Light than you are with other beer company.
I mean, they didn't come into partnership with you by accident.
No.
That's $105 million.
We had multiple bidders on the table.
Did they seek you out?
We had multiple bidders on the table. They were one of them. And as I, history has shown me with relationships that I've had with other beer companies.
So he says, I don't dislike Dana White. And I've watched UFC. I get into it more for the drama and the people's story, because I'm a chick. So that's what I follow. My husband's all about, I love the art of the fight. I'm like, whatever. I don't even know what he did here. He's rolled around and got him in his leg. Great. I just love the story and the family that's cheering them on, anyway. But we talked about this a little earlier, because I think, I've seen a lot of white flags of surrender in my time, but never have I seen one with so many zeros on it before. Be waving in the air. I mean, that was something else. That's not winning the culture war. By the way, can I also ask, how is it patriotic to drink a foreign company's crappy beer? That's a new measure that I haven't heard before. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you at the bottom of this third hour. So there's a beer company out there. Maybe you've heard of them. They are an American beer company. I dare say that it is patriotic to drink this beer. In fact, I would wager you that if back during the day at King Street, the King Street Patriots, Paul Revere, and the members of the Committees of Correspondence, if they had gathered around the table to pound their fists on the wood talking about overthrowing King George, and they were drinking ale, it would have been this ale. Yeah. And if you could transport it back in time, they would have said, throw all that commie swill aside. Give us some ultra right. And because really, beer helped make America. Joining us right now is that's a commercial right there. Is Seth Weathers. This is his baby. He created ultra right beer. You also know him as conservative dad. But Seth Weathers, and you can find ultrarightbeer.com. And it's a great tasting beer. I drink it. We're doing Operation Pawpaw this Christmas because we're getting my stepdad to switch to exclusively ultra right. That kicks off on the 23rd of this month. Seth joins us on the show via Skype now. So I wanted to get set, and we're going to talk about the calendar and all of that. But here's my question to you. How is it patriotic? How do you measure patriotism? By how much crappy foreign beer you drink?
You know, I like Dana White, but I was not a big fan of that segment. But I will say this, for $105 million, God knows what you could get me to say. So I think that may have been what happened there.
I think everybody can be bought. I've maintained this. Like, I've told everybody what my price tag is. Selective immortality in a Hogwarts castle. I've been very open about this. Like, you give me those things, hell, I'll talk about your beer, too. I mean, it's $105 million, but they've never apologized. And that's what I use that beer to wash the steins that I use for Ultra Right. So I'm just curious, like, would you, I mean, what do you make about, and that's kind of what it is. I mean, there was never any kind of, you know, rectifying that. And I do think it's important because beer is very American. This is a very American thing. And I'm not joking when I say our country was founded on it.
I agree, it was. And look, the thing is, I was so proud of conservatives for sticking to a boycott for once, because we never do. We've always, like, we skipped a few football games when they took a dump on us. We've done this, we've done that, but we've never followed through. And this was the one time we were following through. And look, I think the vast majority of Americans are following through, because the vast majority of Americans did not receive $105 million to say something nice about them. And so I think the boycott holds. I think they're throwing a lot of money to try to end it, but I think the boycott will hold for most Americans.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, a lot of people are they're not sold. And I like the fact, I made this comment earlier, I love the fact that there were a lot of alpha dudes out there that stood up and said, we don't like the way that you're treating our ladies by having this dude cosplay as a chick. I appreciated that, because I feel like feminism, third wave feminism, has been so insane for the past like 15 years that it's really been, a lot of the pushback has been women led. And we're kind of tired about this. I've always joked, I'm like, my husband can't hit a chick, but I can, you know, and I feel like it has really been female led and we're tired of it. Like, we're tired of that whole thing. So it was nice to see a lot of dudes stand up and say, we do not appreciate that, because let's be real. This is a dude driven market. That dudes, this is the beer that a lot of them would drink. Although I have a family member who says that really, it's really women who drink that beer. But that being said, you know, with this, what do you think about it? I mean, where are they going to go? Like, what are people looking for in beer? Like, what's the, you know, what are they, like, obviously taste, but I think there's more to it than that.
You got to have great beer, but for the longest time, beer was about fun, fast cars, beautiful women, and great patriotism. And we've lost that. Look at the commercials they're making now. These companies are unrecognizable for what they were in the 80s and 90s. It would have been considered controversial, you know? And that's kind of, you know, people are trying to make ours out like this. Some of our commercials and stuff are controversial, but like, it's really not that controversial if you just believe kind of some basic things, like, you know, chicks without, you know, I don't know what I can say on here.
Oh, you can guess. Yeah. Go right up to the line.
Yeah. Chicks without dicks. That's kind of our, you know, that's where ours are here at Ultra Right Beer.
I encourage that. So that's on me. You know what? I wanted to say it for forever. So he did. So I'm glad he did. Talking to Seth Weathers, who's the head of Ultra Right Beer. And you've kind of went into that, because I was, you know, in the beginning, I've always said, you know, all that company has to do is apologize. But I want to see more nostalgic, old school type marketing with this, because I think that women have their things that are marketed to them in a certain way, and dudes have things that are marketed to them in a certain way. So to that effect, let's talk about the calendar, because you did a calendar and there are swimsuit shots in it. And I'm glad that there are. Now, I'm not saying I'm in one, because I got two boys and, you know, they are on the internet and they see everything. But I like the fact that I'm in a calendar like this. And I like the fact that there are women who do swimsuit calendars for beers, because I think I want more of the Tawny Catane on the hood of the car in a White Snake video selling stuff. Talk to me about this.
I think that's a great idea. And that's why we did it. So, yes, we do have conservative dads, real women.
And that's Riley Gaines that's on the cover.
That's Riley on the cover. I hear September's pretty solid, though. You should check out September.
I've heard September, which is, as we all know, the best month of the year. I heard that September is pretty fantastic. Yeah.
I agree. It's got some gunplay action there,
yes,
too.
So yes, I have heard that. So where did you get the idea? Tell me about how this came to fruition.
You know, I think it kind of just goes back. Well, I don't know why I'm going to go here, but I'm going to. So Sports Illustrated started putting out calendars and magazines with fat chicks in bikinis. And I was like, this is the destruction of America is happening right before our eyes. And I was like, someone's got to do something about it. And who better to do something about it than conservative dads Ultra Right Beer? Amen. So you're not going to have fat chicks in bikinis in our calendar. Sorry, not sorry.
No, don't be sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I said not sorry. But yes, that's the thing. We're getting back to just the basics of what these beer companies were. And now it's controversial.
I don't understand how in the world it's controversial. It's like when Victoria's Secret started having, oh my gosh. So like in our town square, there was a giant ad in the window. And this, I'm not saying like this was somebody who was like a little tubby. I'm talking about like morbidly obese. Like,
yes,
I think that
it.
You probably would not have been able to see the panties because everything that hung over. And it was a giant ad in the window. And I almost, like, I had to stop in the middle of the street. And I'm like, what am I seeing here? Is this Elaine Bryant? I don't know. I don't mean to be ignorant, but.
You're healthy at any size.
No, you're not.
Right?
Yeah, no, you're not. Some people are more prone to drop dead because they're not healthy. I mean, that's the whole thing.
This is correct.
It's like embracing or trying to celebrate unhealthiness. No one is saying that you got to be a size zero, but you don't have to be a size like triple aught. There's a difference, right?
I agree. And we've just reached a stupid place in our world. And so I think that here at Conservative Dad's Ultra Right, we're trying to battle back against some of the stupid things we see in the world. And that's what we're doing with our marketing, with our product, with everything else. And so, by the way, a portion of the proceeds of this actually goes to the Riley Gaines Center, which combats men and women's sports.
Yes.
And
which
she has done
that.
An incredible job on that. And yeah, I think we've raised close to $20,000 for her already on this calendar, and we're hoping to raise a whole bunch more.
And that's fantastic. I love the do-gooder aspect of it because that's great. But really selfishly, I like the fact that I'm in this calendar, and I like that you're celebrating women who are they're healthy
women.
Yeah, well, we're not
women.
Exactly. We're not celebrating, you know, unhealthy. Because I feel like it is, it's like reverse body shaming the way that they do it.
Correct.
So how do people get this calendar? Because I've already had people saying, can you just send me one? I'm like, yeah, it's not really how it works.
ConservativeDad.com.
Okay.
We'll pull it right up. And I will send you plenty of them.
Oh, so I can do giveaways?
You can give them out, Christmas gifts, whatever. It's the ultimate Christmas gift.
Yes, it does make a good Christmas gift. I just remember every dude I knew, all my male cousins. I have like 23 cousins and most of them are dudes. They all had, like growing up, they all had like, it's always like the female posters or the Sports Illustrated calendar. They take it out of the Sports Illustrated issue and they'd put it. Everybody had that. And there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody had that. It's normal.
There's something wrong with them now. They're a little rough, I hate to say. You're not going to want to look at this. It's going to be an unfortunate scenario. You're going to go back and you're going to lose those childhood memories real quick.
So tell me about
girls ate those girls. Sorry.
No, actually, that's a great point. Tell me, where can people get the beer? Because I know that you're expanding distribution. So talk to me about if people are like, I want to get a six or a Ultra Right, where do I go?
So we're in multiple states right now. Like in stores, in your package stores, that kind of thing. We're talking with some of the good-sized grocers chains as well. But if you're not in one of the states we're in, you can go to ultrarightbeer.com, and we can ship to most states.
Merry Christmas to you all. Ho, ho, ho. Get you some Ultra and ship to most states. Get some Ultra Right beer. Well, conservativedad.com, that's where you can get the calendar. I highly suggest you all, because I've heard, just one more time, I've heard, Kane, you're unaware of this, September is like, this is really.
Can I give them a little preview of September?
You may.
I feel
you
like
may
people
do that.
Need to see that. I have one with me, believe it or not. So,
yes, you may do that.
September,
I mean, that.
Guns blazing.
Look at it. I had no idea that was going to be September. I was just speaking about the month of September innocently.
They can celebrate your entire birthday month.
Well, I do have a birthday month.
She mentioned wanting September while holding two guns. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, my birthday's in September, and I'm holding two of my AR-15s. I'm like, my birthday's in September, Seth. And he's like, oh, so I guess you want September, huh? I'm like, oh, I don't know, just a thought. So anyway, thank you for including me in it. I'm very flattered. And the photos are beautiful. I mean, everything is very tastefully done. Obviously, Riley Gaines is in the swimsuit. She's like the one that I would be like, yes, she needs to be on the cover in the swimsuit. She's like made of 1,000% muscle. But this is fantastic. UltraRightBeer.com and ConservativeDad.com is where you can get the calendar. Get Ultra Right Beer. I like it. And I do drink it. You sent us beer and I've been drinking it.
It's a great beer. We need to get distribution into the state of Texas physically in stores. We're working on that. So hopefully it'll be.
Who can I go aggravate about that? Is there like a beer, minister of beer, that I can go aggravate about?
There kind of is. I'm telling you, when you get the level of corruption and nonsense that goes on with the alcohol industry, it's a 4.8% alcohol, and they treat us like we're making nuclear weapons. Okay? It's really unbelievable. You have to get Boss Hog's approval to get in stores in each state. That's literally a thing we have to deal with. It's wild. With the distributor.
That's like a whole other story. We're going to have to talk about that another time.
Yes.
Because that's all the regulations.
it would blow your mind. You'd lose your mind.
I would lose my mind over that. Cut that and save
Correct.
That. Save that forever. Seth Weathers, ultrarightfear.com, conservativedad.com. Always so great to talk with you. Thank you so much for doing this, for including me. And we'll make sure we put this out online, too, so people can get
That's
their calendars.
Awesome.
Make sure you get them, get your beer, all that good stuff. Thanks, Seth. Merry Christmas to you. Partners are friends. That are over at Patriot Mobile. It's the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. And if you want to save money and you also want to make sure that your dollars don't support the things you vote against whenever you go to the ballot box, you need to be making that switch like today, like right now. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that's going to make it super easy for you to switch. They also have a great promotion right now wherein you can get a free smartphone using code Friday76. Make the switch today. Limited time only, though. And you can talk to one of their awesome customer service team members. They can help you if you want to keep your phone or your number or upgrade, if you want to get entirely new everything. The choice is yours. Dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. You're getting the best service without funding the left. So visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Use promo code Friday76 to get that free smartphone. Make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, code Friday76.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So there were eight countries that joined the U.S. and Israel in opposing this U.N. resolution on Gaza. 10 countries, including the U.S. and Israel, opposed this resolution that called for a ceasefire in Gaza that was overwhelmingly passed by the United Nations General Assembly, the thuggery cabal, on Tuesday. They passed it 153 in favor, 10 opposed, 23 absentees, called for an immediate ceasefire. What are they going to do about it? Not a damn thing. No, we don't need a ceasefire. We need a more fire. More fire. That's what I think. Moving on here. So Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, as you know, they've always dealt with assaults, fights, things like that. This predates the massacre that took place. And in fact, they got famous for the superintendent at that school actually stopped reporting felonious assaults and other criminality because they wanted to lower the statistics of those incidents so that their superintendent literally could win an award from then Department of Education head Arne Duncan under Obama Biden. Well, now new videos come out showing a horrifying moment that a student at MSD was slammed under the concrete on his head in a brutal brawl. So apparently it is still ongoing, the problem with assaults and fighting and all of that there. Let's see here. Delta passengers were stranded at a remote military base after their flight was diverted to Canada. I guess there's not going to be like any vending machines or anything. They got stranded there, more than 200, remote Canada wilderness for over 21 hours after a Delta flight going from Amsterdam to Detroit experienced a mechanical issue. They had to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, everybody was safe. They went to Goose Bay Airport in Newfoundland, Canada, 270 people, so really almost 300 on board. They said that it had to do with one of the plane's engines. They had to urgently make the landing. This was the only place that had a long runway that made landing this size jet possible. And they wanted to figure out how to land safely first and then deal with everybody out there. So they didn't really, they didn't get to eat. I understand that they were upset that they didn't get, but they arrived safely. So that's, I think, what's the most important thing, right? Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way as we roll towards the bottom of the second hour. I noted this last night. I think we have this audio. Let me pull this up because can we play audio soundbite 19? Now, first, I like Dana White. I don't dislike him. I like UFC. There's certain fighters that I like. I don't watch it as much as my husband does, but because he likes the skill of fighting, whereas I get involved in the story and the drama of it because I'm a chick. But they were talking about Bud Light with Tucker Carlson. Now, Bud Light just dropped, $106 million? Is that what it was? Is that what the figure was?
I think so.
They dropped a ton of cash. It's like one of the biggest, I think it's like one of the biggest sponsorship deals in UFC's history. It was a record sponsorship deal that they made. So they've rejoined UFC. They used to be with UFC, but they rejoined with UFC. And this is, I mean, it is a massive. I think it was like $106 billion. It was, or million dollars, sorry. It was a lot. $105 million a year sponsorship deal.
Yes.
$105 million a year. So this was after, this deal was made after the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. Now, if you remember with Dylan Mulvaney, you had Anheuser-Busch, which was bought out by InBev. You had Anheuser-Busch. Their whole marketing team was like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Let's do it. And they had worked with Dylan Mulvaney for a digital influencer campaign. And that's what made everybody mad in the first place. That's what started all of it. And so then they like kept doubling down on it. And they never apologized. They kind of reshuffled some things. But they never said that, you know, which literally was the most basic thing that you had to do. So that's setting it. So after all of that, then they're trying to rehabilitate themselves. And so they bought a $105 million a year sponsorship deal with UFC. And so now everyone had been boycotting Bud Light, all this stuff. And now here's Dana White on this. Listen.
Let me tell you what, if you consider yourself a patriot, right? You're a patriot. You should be drinking gallons of Bud Light. Believe me when I tell you.
Wait. I should be boycotting Bud Light.
Gallons of Bud Light. You should have Bud Light drums stacked up in your garage and drinking it right out of the keg. They are way more aligned with you than most of these other beer companies are. That I guarantee you. Take it from somebody who's in the know, who does business with beer companies. You are way more aligned with Bud Light than you are with
I disagree with that, because we're going to talk to a guy behind a beer company coming up who's way more aligned. Yeah, I think he's kind of joking a little bit. I hope so. But
he's paid for the messaging.
I don't dislike Dana White. I like Dana White. But you're getting paid, dude. You got bought. That's not a victory. You surrendered to a check. You surrendered to a check. Just be honest about this, right? Let me tell you something. No one wants to destroy Bud Light. And why is it patriotic to drink a damn Belgian company's beer? You know they're not an American company, right? They were bought out by InBev. That's a Belgian-based company. Ask me how I know this. Grew up in St. Louis, lived two blocks from the brewery. I fed a damn Clydesdale. And we talked about this yesterday. So they're a Belgian company. It's not even an American company. So I don't know. I don't think that you judge patriotism by how much crappy foreign beer you drink. In fact, I know you don't judge patriotism by how much crappy foreign beer you drink. Secondly, no one's doing this to Bud Light. No one is doing this to them. They messed up. And then they kind of just tried to shuffle it around and think that you were going to forget about it. Literally, like I said, no one wants to hurt a company. No one wants to hurt anybody's job. That's what makes the right different from the left, or at least most of the people on the right. I wrote a whole book about this, literally, called Grace Canceled. To have a pathway to reconciliation, to redemption and reconciliation, starts with one step. Your acknowledgement of wrong, which includes saying, hey, we messed up. Sorry about that. Particularly to the ladies, the conservative ladies, who were really like, really, you're going to do us like this, Bud Light? You're going to do us like this. And I appreciated all of these strong alpha dudes who stood up and were like, no, you're not going to do our ladies like this. You're not going to allow this guy to make a mockery of who our ladies are by cosplaying as a chick. You're not doing this. I really appreciated them standing up. And every other conservative chick I know felt this, feels the same way. Because that's how we viewed it. We viewed it as, it's nice to see men stand up. We like that. That's hot. We liked when they did it. I don't like this. Because all they had to do, all Bud Light had to do, was say, ladies, we're sorry. We messed up. I joked about having like an ad campaign. Like, you know, having like an old school, you know, thinking like Tawny Katane on the White Snake car kind of video. I was even joking about that. All they had to do was come out and say, ladies, we're sorry. We messed up. We didn't mean to have a dude cosplay as you. You're more than that. That's all. They literally just had to say, ladies, we're sorry. That's it. No one's calling for bust anybody's kneecaps. We weren't calling for anybody to lose their jobs. I never called for anybody to be fired. We never called for any of this stuff. This is literally the most basic B thing you can do, is just say sorry. Why is that so hard for some people to understand? And then they act like because it's unresolved, it's the fault of the ladies who were offended by a dude cosplaying as a woman. All they had to do, this company, was say sorry. That's it. And $105 million does not translate into an apology. $105 million. If you're going to fight the culture war like this, you might as well just surrender now. This was not a victory. This was a surrender. This was a sellout, a sold out, a bought. That's what this was. And it wasn't just a white flag. It was a check that was waving in the air. I'm all for business. Believe. I'm all for capitalism. Believe. But I'm not for telling people that the culture war, oh, this battle was won because we got paid and they never got. They didn't even give you the respect of apologizing with that check. Did they even write we're sorry in the memo part? I bet they didn't. So that's not a victory. That's an L. All they had to do was say sorry. You know what would have been super cool is if like a condition of this deal, take your $105 million. I'm not going to begrudge you making money. But it would have been super, super alpha for them to go, you know what? And an apology for the ladies. That would have been cool. That didn't happen. Disappointed on both counts. So no, it doesn't change things for me. It doesn't change things for a lot of other people. And I don't know why people act like a simple apology is rocket science. But that's the first step on a pathway to reconciliation. We didn't do this to them. They did it to themselves.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.